Welcome back, everybody. I'm Maggie Dawn. You are listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Question of the hour. If it's your son or best friend who shot the CEO of United Healthcare, do you turn him in? Because I'm wondering where the heck this rich, privileged kid's massive network of people were. Because, like, here are the facts as we know them. He was off the grid for 6 months. He had chronic back pain, had endured a back surgery, was not happy. Again, dropped out, had made some cryptic posts, sort of commenting that some of the Unabomber's thinkings were, quote, interesting. He had posted his x-rays, or maybe his x-rays, a back x-ray. We don't know. You put all these things together, y'all, and yeah, plus the physical similarities. Where was this guy's family? Do you turn him in? 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. We're going to try to get all of it in. Anne from Chippewa Falls says this. First, it sounds like the guy has been in a lot of pain since his back surgery. Where were the people in his life to help him? It sounds like all the signs were there. That's what I'm saying, Anne. Anne continues. He was calling out for help by moving away, and the people who are supposed to love him obviously weren't there for him. He is a smart, good-looking young person. What a shame. The rich people are all running scared now. Allie from Madison. I think Allie's got a great question here. The more important discussion, Maggie, is how many people have been harmed by United Healthcare and other insurance providers. I think basically, Allie, every single one of us has probably been dealt a bad hand by an insurance company at some point in time. I know I have. What is the way forward for our healthcare system? Is it concepts of a plan, or do we want an actual plan? That's what I'd like to know. Let's go to the phone lines. Y'all have been really patient. You want to get your 2 cents, nickel, dime, or quarter in? 855-75-CIVIC. Now is your chance. 855-752-4842. John from Madison, what's your take? John from Madison, what's your take? Okay, we'll come back to you, Don. Dan from Madison, what's your take? Dan, are you there? I can. There you go. Go ahead, Dan. Go ahead.
Hello?
Go ahead, Dan. Hardy, he can't hear me, so maybe we can work that out. Or if you can cue him, that would be great. Let's talk with John. John, are you there now? Cardi, can you cue the callers? John, are you there? I don't think they can hear me.
I hear
John,
you.
Are you there?
One, and Jack hears you.
All right, good.
Go ahead,
he
sir.
Probably hung up.
No, you're good. Go ahead, John.
Do you want me to talk?
Yep, go ahead, John. You're good.
Yeah. I was recently broke my hip, and I was in rehab. And I had Humana, and every 7 days I had a reappeal. I said, I'm not a penguin. I said, I can't put no weight on there. And they kept over every 7 to 8 days. And the last time it was 4 days. And I'm still not, I'm home, but they still shafted me out of my 100 days. I had to pay over $10,000 from August from August 9th to September, no, to August 28th, out of my own pocket. And I said, if anybody would come and write my doggone story, I think they could win themselves a Pulitzer Prize. What happened to me? And at the same time, a friend came in with a broken hip, and she had United, and they kicked her out. After 2 weeks, her daughter had to take off.
Yeah, this is, John's getting at a really important point. Like, there are such draconian limits that are not patient specific, that often the insurance companies will cut off coverage for care that results in all kinds of elder care issue or caring for a parent or a friend. I had to have a friend help me when I blew up my ankle badly. Let's see if we can get John from Madison back on the air. John, you there? We'll try one more time. What are your thoughts? Cardi, you got to cue them because I don't think they can hear me. John from Madison. Cardi, please talk to the callers because I don't think they can hear me.
John. I don't think John's there. I go to the
Okay, Kathy. Kathy. Hi, are you there, Kathy?
Kathy, yes, you're on the line.
I am. Thank you. Yeah, I just wanted to put in my 2 cents worth. I've been thinking about this since I heard you pose the question. And my honest answer would be, I don't know. And the reason is because I had United Healthcare and they screwed me out of $5,000 that I never got back in premiums. I remember them vehemently telling me that my surgery that I had some minor surgery and that it was out of network. And I had called the hospital where I had gotten it done and they were like, no, it's in network. And they gaslight you. They're just horrible. And so I guess, to be honest, I don't condone violence or murder or vigilante justice, but when I heard about this, I can't help but think this guy, I mean, someone was going to do it eventually. And so I sort of think if it was someone I knew, if it was a loved one or a best friend or a spouse or whatever, I honestly don't know what I would do. I don't know if I would turn them in or not.
It's impossible to know. I'm with you, Kathy. I don't know what the answer is. We're going to talk about the tax burden in the state of Wisconsin. Do you feel like you're paying a lot? Maybe not getting what you're paying.